Good morning, Nathaniel. Thanks for having me. And I've just woken up after watching the cricket last night. So
pretty good topic. Game. Good morning. Hope you're all awake now.
Slowly. I've been watching all of the games. I've been loving the cricket. It's been good cricket.
Still waiting for the adrenaline to come down from the match. Well, what did you make of Kohli's gesture the other night to ask Indian fans to stop the booing?
Look, there's a few points to be made. The first point is that Kohli doesn't like the Australians, and I'm sure the Australian players don't like Kohli. That's the first thing that point to be made. The second point to be made is that most international sports, including cricket, are very keen to have an image of inclusivity, and they want to broaden the appeal of the sport, and one way to do that is to make it, a positive experience. Now, booing, it doesn't make it a popular experience. So I suspect there's been a bit of pressure being placed on all of the captains and all of the players to limit the booing that's going on. And of course, Kohli's a god in India, and he's got the power to turn around to his supporters and say, listen, you know, this is not a part of cricket and should never be a part of cricket.
Well, you know, sports people, they are role models for a lot of people. Do you think these captains, they have a moral responsibility to be asking the fans not to boo?
Look, 100%. And if you ask every single player at the World Cup, do they love the sport of cricket? And they would all answer yes. Would you play the cricket without getting paid, without financial remuneration? They would say yes. Do they want to spread the game of cricket? And they would all say yes. So they've got a responsibility there to make the sport grow. So there's no doubt about that.
Well, Australian crowds, you know, they're sometimes known for being a bit hostile, especially when England comes to play at our own grounds. Do you think we have any right to be saying that they shouldn't be booing when we're already so hostile at times?
Look, there's a difference between booing and there's a difference between banter. And banter is something that's accepted in most sports, including cricket, where opposing supporters will go out and put together songs and they'll sing the songs. And you'll see a lot of these international cricketers turn around and laugh it off. But in this particular situation, the booing is directly related to the issues that Warner and Smith had with the sandpaper gate. And of course, that's a very, very bad image for the sport. And it's a different reason for booing, if you know what I mean. So they're very keen to limit, you know, the booing, because it brings the game into disrepute. Every time these players are booed, people want to know why they're getting booed. And of course, it always goes back to the sandpaper gate incident there in South Africa.
Well, I mean, that was last year, and they have had a whole year suspension. You know, they've done the crime, they've done the time. Do you still think that they should still be punished for this?
Look, they've been punished enough. There's no doubt that from an Australian fan's perspective, you know, forget the international crowds, you know, from our own perspective there, that we're a lot better than that. That, you know, we don't mind if our team loses, providing they play hard, but they play within the rules of the game. And of course, you know, the sandpaper gate thing was a terrible, you know, terrible incident in the history of the sport in Australia. And they've done the time, you know, for the crime that they committed, and it's now time to move on.
Well, moving on's all good, but you know, it's really hard to make people move on from this because it was such a big scandal. Do you think this booing practice is going to continue, or do you think it will eventually disappear in the short term?
Look, someone like Kohli's got the, you know, the capacity to make people stop booing, and I think the opponents of the Australians now, they'll take the lead and they'll you know, they'll tell the supporters to stop booing. And I think that'll probably make the difference, that we won't hear the booing that's been going on in the first couple of matches. And I think that's a great thing for the sport.
And, you know, it kind of just ruins the whole game as a whole when, you know, people are being so negative and booing, you know, regardless of, you know, what people did. Doesn't really make a fun game for everyone, does it?
No, it doesn't, but it's a situational thing. I must admit, I went out to watch the Swans play on the weekend, and Kennedy was trying to shoot a goal in front of me there, and a few people booed around where we were, and that's a different type of booing. I mean, that's just part and parcel of the game, and you can't eliminate the human factor out of supporting at a live match. But when it becomes things like, you know, booing players that are coming on masse, that's not a good thing. When you have individuals that are, you know, sledging umpires and referees, we don't need that in any of our sports.
Well, hopefully we can see, you know, maybe a little bit more kindness in our games. thank you very much for joining me this morning.
No problem. Thank you for that.